It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 2.5 million more Coloradans are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine starting today. The group includes people age 50 and older and frontline essential workers in manufacturing, restaurants, and other jobs. After this, the next phase of the state's vaccine rollout will make shots available to Coloradans 16 and older. The U.S. House has advanced two immigration bills. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports both measures passed with Colorado's Democratic members voting in support and Republicans against.
The Dream and Promise Act provides a pathway to citizenship for young adults brought to the U.S. illegally as children. GOP Representative Ken Buck says while Congress should address this issue, it should be done in concert with border security and overall reform of the immigration system. The other bill would establish a path to legal status for immigrant agricultural workers. Congressional Democrats have taken a piecemeal approach to immigration reform, a problem that has weighed on Washington for decades. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In the state legislature, lawmakers want to charge a fee on insurance policies to pay for wildfire mitigation. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The bipartisan bill would add $1.25 on every $1,000 paid for insurance premiums. It includes home, fire, and flood insurance, along with other types of policies. The money would then fund projects to protect against fires, like clearing brush in areas prone to wildfire. Sponsors hope the new fees would attract federal funds. The bill is popular among Democrats who control every rung of state government, but some free enterprise groups say voters should have to weigh in on new fees. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver-based singer Cameron is playing at this year's virtual South by Southwest Festival. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The coronavirus pandemic canceled last year's South by Southwest, but this year's event will go on virtually. One of the musical acts who had their concert rescheduled is Denver native pop rock singer Cameron. Like many artists, she's had to make some adjustments to her usual show.
It's weird to not be able to hug your band members that you've known for years. It's weird filming everything versus having a live audience. There's so many things that you were able to do now in this sort of setup that, you know, you're not always able to do at a South by Southwest.
Cameron's set will stream Friday night at 6. She's also releasing her new EP ahead of the concert. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
This is CPR News.